the sons of mothers. Troubles like Francine Carruthers. Going out, bugging out, blacking out with the brothers. Hunting, grunting, scavenging and gathering. Blip, blop, blither, blather, blithering and blathering. Chit chat, clear chatter, chittering and chattering. Clickety, 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 each other's pattering. Discuss the daily happenings, decipher code and cackling. Bringing up what matter and brings in, crying over the sad thing. Sipping a cup of shatter, kicked and spitting up the chicken wings. Digging up water and onion rings, confessing, feeling flattering. Bragging on their batterings, triumphing in the tattering. Crying how the static sings for the automatic underlings. Pittering, pattering, scattering, imagining, misbanishing.
Where they're coming from, where they grew up. Happy Holidays. That was Rules off their album Pronouns. Great album. Every number's a hit, I gotta tell you. Rick Berlin and the Nickel and Dime Band before that, The Boys at the Bar off his latest album, The Courage of the Lonely. And we heard from Matthew Connor up at the top there, Night After Night off his EP of the same name. It's just after 11 p.m. You're listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. This is On the Town with Mikey D. Every Wednesday night, we are here from 9 p.m. to midnight. We have a rotating cast of characters, and generally the second Wednesday of the month is me, the fourth Wednesday of the month is
me,
and we got different DJs in between. It's amazing. Who knew? You know now, and welcome.
I like being your PSA guy, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did you want to, you got a little more, or you want to wait?
No, we
you
just did make one like 7 minutes ago.
All right, we're going to make you wait, because we just did one 7 minutes ago. So happy holidays from Rules and from us here at WMFO.
What holiday is it?
Mother's Day is coming up.
All right.
And, you know, we were talking about this earlier. Not everybody still has their mother around to celebrate with. But so I'm raising a glass to all of you fellow people who are honoring this Sunday,
we're
this Mother's
glass,
Day,
yeah.
without your mother, but also to all the moms out there. Much love. What am I going to play next? This next song right here is... If only Marlena Dietrich were here to have a cigarette.
Oof.
And this is Daniel Ouellette and the Shobajin.
If only.
Who else?
We'll be right back. stars are born dead. And all the tables served up. When the light dims from the light again. This time I'm going down. I hear it in the tree. I hear it follow me. Yeah, I hear them in the tree. I tell you, you're
Heart Calls Out to You by Eric Stevenson from Only Living Witness. Eric, who we lost far too soon, covered there by his friend Jittery Jack and his daughter Annabelle Lord Patey and dear friend and raging guitarist Miss Amy Griffin. So Jittery Jack and Miss Amy, who are often seen performing together. And of course, Jittery Jack's child of the lovely voice and great songwriter in her own right, Annabelle Lord Patey. Prior to that, we heard from Rusty Mullet off their album Poop Destroyer Death Squadron. How's that for a transition? And their song My Sweet Mistress Nicotine. Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys brought us a little more death off their new album, A Little More Life. And we started out with Daniel Ouellette and the Shobijin off their album, Tokusatsu, How Come Your Boyfriend's Steak is Bigger Than Your Brother's? And their song, If Only Marlena Dietrich Were Here to Have a Cigarette. Ain't that the truth? Got a little bit more music for you. We're only here for another 38 minutes or so. My name is Pam. You're listening to WMFO Medford. On the Town with Mikey D. It is all local music all night long until midnight. So we got a little bit more for you. This is Psychic Dog and their song, Long Weekend, off their album, Lunch Went Well.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Ark and Pale by the Milling Gowns off Something Dangerous Loves Me, album that came out in 2011. Before that, Butterscott with their song New Song off the somewhat disappointing contractually obligated follow-up album, and Psychic Dog, Long Weekend off Lunch Went Well on Ocelot Records. You are listening to WMFO Medford. That is 91.5 FM. Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm very glad that you joined us this evening. We still have some more music to play. We've got about 25 minutes left in the show, left in the program. So coming up right here, this is Christopher G. Brown with his song, The Animal, off 7 Months at Chimney Rock.
Through me.
Strange Ways there off their latest album, Race Car Courage, that song October Remains. We had Bill Vox in the studio a few weeks ago to chat about Strange Ways, and we chatted a bit about that song. He wrote that at least in part about his late father, and it is a beautiful song. October Remains from Strange Ways. Before that, I Know What You Don't Want for Christmas, It's Me, Isn't It? By the I Want You. And Christopher G. Brown with his song The Animal off 7 Months at Chimney Rock.
Such a great songwriter.
That is a fact.
CGB.
That's true. CGB. Mr. CGB himself, Christopher G. Brown.
All right. Well, how many facts would you like to know about texting and driving?
I'd like to know at least 6.
Well, I got 4.
I would like to know at least 4.
Okay. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. A few facts about texting and driving.
Alrighty.
Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 more times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact number two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. And fact number four, this is the big drum roll. This has been a public safety message from the Stop Text, StopRex.org, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I'm assuming you guys could figure out the spelling of that website, so I didn't like go through the whole spelling of it. You want me to?
One more time.
Stop texts. StopRex.org.
Thank you. Is that like Rex, Rex and Effects?
I was thinking about Rex and Effects the entire time I read that.
We're so in
check,
sync.
Check baby 1, 2, 3, 4. Check baby 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Is that Rex and Effects? I hope that was Rex and Effects.
I'll be honest with you. The main thing I remember about Rex and Effects is... Rex and Effects.
Oh, the dudes?
No, the spelling of...
Oh, Rex.
And Effects.
Effects.
Yeah.
Is there multiple X's?
I think there's at least one X. Right. I would like to know at least 6 facts about Rex and Effects the next time we come back.
I always get Rex and Effects and Heavy D and the Boys mixed up.
Heavy D and the Boys are local gentlemen, right?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. But I don't. My gut tells me no.
Well, my gut says something
maybe
different
the boys,
than your gut.
The boys. Some of the boys might have been from Boston.
But then Heavy D was from somewhere else.
Yeah, I think he's from South Dakota.
Really?
No.
Well, what are you doing? Know what? I kind of want to know.
Where is he from? Heavy D. Survey says.
Born in Mandeville, Jamaica.
That is not Boston or Massachusetts.
Became famous as someone from Mount Vernon, New York. So that is not New England. So let's play some music from New England.
I got to say, Pam.
What do you got to say?
About 38% of the time, you're right with your gut as to where people are from.
38% of the time?
Yeah, I'd give it 38 to 40%.
You're missing this, but he's making the Italian hand signal for like little bit.
I'm making the you didn't stir the sauce face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with this face.
Yeah.
I know that face.
Keep stirring that sauce, Pam, which means play another song.
All right. Corn Ashley, Jellyfish, off his fantastic album Broken Biscuits on WMFO Medford.
She said, we're not through.
Karen Ashley there, Jellyfish off Broken Biscuits featuring Young Matt.